Hachette Audio presents Flesh Market Alley, written by Ian Rankin, read by James McPherson.
Day 1. Monday. Chapter 1. I'm not supposed to be here, Detective Inspector John Rebus said. Not that anyone was listening. Knoxland was a housing scheme on the western edge of Edinburgh, off Rebus's patch. He was there because the West End guys were short-handed. He was also there because his own bosses couldn't think what to do with him. It was a rainy Monday afternoon, and nothing about the day so far boded anything but ill for the rest of the working week. Rebus's old police station, his happy hunting ground these past 8 or so years, had seen itself reorganised. As a result, it no longer boasted a CID office, meaning Rebus and his fellow detectives had been cast adrift, shipped out to other stations. He'd ended up at Gayfield Square, just off Leith Walk, a cushy number, according to some. Gayfield Square was on the periphery of the elegant New Town, behind whose 18th and 19th century facades anything could be happening without those outside being any the wiser. It certainly felt a long way from Knoxland, further than the 3 factual miles. It was another culture, another country. Knoxland had been built in the 1960s, apparently from papier-mâché and balsa wood. Walls so thin you could hear the neighbours cutting their toenails and smell their dinner on the stove. Patches of damp bloomed on its grey concrete walls. Graffiti had turned the place into Hard Knocks. Other embellishments warned the packies to get out, while a scrawl that was probably only an hour or so old bore the legend, "One Less." What shops there were had resorted to metal grills on windows and doors, not even bothering to remove them during opening hours. The place itself was contained, hemmed in by dual carriageways to north and west. The bright-eyed developers had scooped out subways beneath the roads. Probably in their original drawings, these had been clean, well-lit spaces where neighbours would stop to chat about the weather and the new curtains in the window of number 42. In reality, they'd become no-go areas for everyone but the foolhardy and suicidal, even in daytime. Rebus was forever seeing reports of bag snatchings and muggings. It was probably those same bright-eyed developers who'd had the idea of naming the estate's various high-rise blocks after Scottish writers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?